2 days after the separation day, we went to the streets and asked the people what they thought about the internet service.
Rubbish.
It's probably pretty slow, but not slow than I'd like. I think it's very, very slow. Extremely slow.
Man, it would be nice to have it going a bit faster, but overall it's not too bad for the usage that I have it for. At the moment, on what my internet's running on,
it's very quick.
It's not good at all. I'm paying for about 3.2 gigabits, but I get close to 1.9. So now I know what I'm paying for. Not very impressed.
Not very impressed?
No, not very impressed at all.
Do you think that your internet provider is offering you the best that they can in terms of technology and telecommunications?
Well, I'd be happy if it was the broadband speed that's promised under the package we got.
Yeah.
country. You become an individual country when it comes to things like that. And the last one is, if you got the speed that we got overseas, how would your lifestyle improve?
Toilets,
right down almost to the stairs, turn left, and then look for them on the left, and the corridor there. Because of the fast moving nature of the industry, the majority of the presenters didn't include a hard copy of the presentation. Now, Two Angels will endeavor to get as many of these up on the website as soon as possible after this, so I can't guarantee that they'll all be there, but we'll certainly try and get as many. And when we actually come to the question time, we'll have someone running around the room with microphones to let you get attract their attention rather than try and speak in a room the size so that everyone can hear what you've actually got. There's Wi-Fi in this room, there's no password needed, just choose the lowercase option. Regulation of the industry where token Lady Wither's sidekick cat, Tomino. And good management and good luck that will be a political announcement around this particular game for the Tom to help drive the numbers, but Wither's good management and good luck in your game. I'd also like to commend Trends, not just for the political issues that they raise and we resolve them, and a very visible scene, but also the work they do behind the scenes for the industry, supporting a number of events. Both educational, but also highlighting issues such as skill shortages, and also providing an event program for the industry to showcase their technology. And as a user group, representing users in the market, particularly in industry and consumers, it's really important that the issues that are brought to bear from the large institutions have a voice in the market. I'd also like to comment today about a group of users who aren't particularly well represented, and that's the non-for-profit organizations. And I've had the privilege recently of working with one of these organizations, the Lifeline. Not many of you, I'm sure, would be aware of what they do. They've been operating in New Zealand for 43 years. They run a 24/7 counseling service. They have nearly 500 staff, over 400 of which are volunteers. They provide free phone counseling services, which include the mental health line, depression services, suicide prevention, kids line, which is moving now more from voice to text and other media, Chinese line, refugee line, men's line. Interestingly enough, many of you would be aware that New Zealand has an atrocious teenage suicide rate, but actually the highest rate of suicide in New Zealand is men in their 40s. Probably a lot of the big mainstream forms of that demographic. And also the family violence line. For those of you, like myself, who spend a lot of time in the contact center industry, you hear a lot about the issues facing things like recruitment of staff, retention of staff, and stress levels within the industry. But can you imagine an organization that staff are not paid? They work 365 days a year. They use obsolete technology. And imagine the stress in an organization 5 suicides within a 24-hour period, and 2 of those occur while the people are on the line. The organization receives no government funding and is only supported by donations. So when you think about the lofty issues today of regulation and deregulation, and you think about the impact of reducing cost and improving reliability, if you think for a moment about organizations where the availability of reliable and cost-effective telecommunications actually is the difference between life and death in many cases. And I urge many of you from organizations like that who can provide support to organizations like Lifeline that through Ant will provide me and the team with the details that you can help support an organization like this. So I hope you have a good day, and again, I think many of the issues that are on the table today will be critical for the success of both business and social.